The news network CNN has made some program changes. It's giving the boot to two debate shows, Crossfire and The Capital Gang. 22 years ago, Crossfire was born and it reigned supreme, but now TV is filled with Shoutfest lookalikes. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca has this Crossfire obituary.
Sometimes a corpse can become bloated and quite pungent before anyone knows it's even dead. In the movies, the cowboys were never really sure until someone came over and kicked it. A few months ago on Crossfire, the comedian Jon Stewart delivered that kick.
Here's just one, what I wanted to tell you guys.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop hurting America.
Okay. Now, Crossfire was a cable news institution featuring rival hosts who seem like they belong in an institution. Given to partisan rancor, no sorry, contractually obligated to partisan rancor, over 22 years, the program was one of the more highly rated shows on a once obscure, then dominant, now silver medalist cable news channel. This made some sense when the news of the day was predominantly politics, as on yesterday's program.
I think Bill Clinton, because in this case, he deserves it.
Now, all he did was follow what Dick Cheney, as defense secretary, wanted to do, but what
was
happening
here... defense secretary during the Clinton administration? I missed that whole chapter.
What happened? But on a slow news day, Crossfire would flounder, debating child abductions from a left-right perspective, for instance. Michael Kinsley, a former host from the left, tells a story about how Crossfire once debated the existence of UFOs. Since neither he nor his co-host, Pat Buchanan, were particularly convinced of the existence of UFOs, Crossfire's producers decided that for the show to work, liberals were open to the possibilities of life on other planets, conservatives were not. When Crossfire started in 1982, it was hailed as a breath of hot air, a tonic to how dull television had become. In 1984, the New York Times reviewed an NBC panel discussion on the topic of how Catholics could combat poverty. Boring, neutered, far too polite, thought the TV critic John Corey. If Crossfire handled the topic, it would have been much better because, quote, they root politics in passion. The truth would not necessarily out, but we would know there is an argument. Imagine today the New York Times wishing a sober panel discussion on a network affiliate sounded more like Crossfire. The difference is not so much that Crossfire has changed, though the interruptions have grown more frequent and the talking points more threadbare. What's really happened is that the media landscape has shifted. Now there are entire networks that do nothing but Crossfire-style programming. And now CNN says they want out of that business. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.